Access Mobile listening.
HHX, this is AD7LT, Mobile 4. Name's Dan, Delta Alpha November.
Oh, Dan, how are you? Name here is Dave. I'm mobile here on 101 heading back towards Greer, or in some other people's terms, it's Greer. About a half an hour out. Yeah, calls again are Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS.
Well, glad to catch up with you here today. I'm over on the other side of Traveler's Rest in the Green Valley area, but approaching TR quickly. Got to do a little recycling and then head over to the grocery. So just doing some honeydews here. Thought I'd flip on the 6-1 machine, see if anybody was around. So I've just been listening. Go ahead.
Hey, you flipped the radio on and then you found me. Excellent. Yeah, I'm just heading back from Great Court. I was down there hanging out with a couple friends of mine, just playing a little bit of music. I'm heading home to get warm. Jeez, it's cold out here. Whew. A little chilly out here today.
Yeah, and I try to get in at least one walk a day, sometimes two if I can. I just got to get in that exercise. But anyway, I walked this morning about 10, I guess, and it was cold. It didn't feel as cold as it feels now, but especially walking south, I was sort of walking into the wind. And then, of course, walking back, it warmed up a little bit because I was walking with the wind, but now it's all swung around, and this is some kind of high-pressure system that's obviously pumping in some cool air. Go ahead.
I like it. I tell you what. Yeah, but I got a good heating system at the house. Got a heat pump at the house I tuned up a little while ago, so I'm just waiting on my windows to show up. We're supposed to be getting some new windows this month. I ordered them some while ago. Local company going to put them in for me and get rid of those old windows from 1966 and put me in some nice vinyl replacements.
Station, that's for sure. You'll really enjoy those. We put in some replacement windows a couple of years ago, it made all the difference. But the biggest difference we made, because we got a fairly large house, and it was built back in the, I think, 72. So the insulation wasn't the best. It certainly wasn't airtight. Brick veneer home. But anyway, it had three heat pumps, because we got a basement, and then the two main floors. Our bill, electric bill, was just running like $400 a month or so. That was back in 14. We got rid of the heat pump on the main floor. The guy converted it to just an air conditioner. An air conditioner is a heat pump for all intents and purposes. It's just not reversible. But we instead put in a gas ducted air furnace. Boy, I'll tell you what, after it happened, my wife was like, it's actually blowing warm air. You know, she couldn't believe it. She texted me. And the house is a lot warmer, and our gas bill is, in the wintertime, it's maybe $100. And the nice thing about it is if you put that on if you got a multi-level home, probably should put one in the basement because, of course, the warm air rises. So by heating the first floor, that also heats the second floor. But yeah, my wife was like, well, that heat pump was just blowing cold air.
Very efficient below like 40 degrees outside. Now, I was thinking about converting over to gas. I told my wife, I said, well, we got the street gas at the house now. So I'm going to rip the air handler out and then just put a gas furnace up in the attic. Just use the existing ductwork. I know the heat pump doesn't keep up sometimes, and it turns on the electric heat strips, and then you're sunk.
It was just on auxiliary, especially. especially at night, although, you know, we turn our thermostat down, usually to 61 or 62 at night, just rely on blankets, but that thing was running in the night, you know, when it's 28 outside. But, yeah, the air handler you'll still need, of course, that's going to move your air around, but it's that, I don't know, I'm not a HVAC man, but anyway, yeah, we used a guy, Mountain View Heating and Air. He's really good. He actually lives over towards Kerr. Anyway, nice guy, though, and he did a really good job. It's strange. Whoever had done the other work, he came up, and he's looking at the wiring, trying to figure out what in the world's going on, and he threw a meter on the ground of the one of the units. I guess it was the one he was getting ready to replace, and there was 110 on the outside metal cover, and they had cut the ground and never replaced it, and it was all fouled up, so that was probably contributing to the poor heating condition as well. But yeah, you got to find somebody reputable.
I'm pretty reputable. I'm an HVAC guy.
Well, I'm preaching to the choir. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I didn't tell you, so I didn't have a chance to. That's all right. Now, I've been in HVAC for about 16 years down in Florida, and we just moved up here back in July. We bought our house in Greer, and I had to go in and repair the ductwork because when they put the train, they put a train system in the house, a train heat pump. First of all, the thermostat wasn't even wired right. It wasn't even the right thermostat. It wouldn't even go into heat pump mode. So I had to replace the thermostat. And then when they hooked the ductwork back up, they put the plenums back on the air handler. They weren't even the right size. They were like 2-inch gaps all the way around. They tried to cover it up with tape. So I ripped the plenums off and redid all the plenums with ductboard and fit everything properly. So I got good airflow. It's just the heat pump is just terrible.
Certainly not going to deign to give you any advice on it. I was just kind of trying to relate my experience. But, of course, now if and when we go down into the basement, we start talking about maybe trying to fix the basement up, maybe move my mother-in-law in, and she's in her dotage and so forth. But she'd freeze to death down there. That heat pump just wouldn't help her. And thinking about even putting a gas furnace down there. Yeah, the gas company was real cooperative. That was Piedmont. They didn't even charge us to run the gas line, and they came in while they were here. I had them run some gas lines to the fireplaces, and so that we could put the inserts in if we wanted to. I'm not a big fan of gas logs. I just don't like the heat going up the chimney, you know. So I kind of prefer those inserts, gas log inserts that are sealed and have a direct cold air intake coming down the chimney. We used one of those out when I lived out in Montana, and boy, they really do heat nicely as well. I think the one unit we've got in the great room is about a 40,000 BTU, so it works well. I'm here at the recycling. Let me get out. I'll turn it over to you for a quick final, and when I get through, I'll give you a shout if you're still around. It's 87LT.
KB2HXS. Yeah, I've got about 15 minutes to go to the house. Excellent. You have a good afternoon. Stay warm if you can, but yeah, I'm thinking about a gas furnace myself. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. For DJC.
KB2HXS. This is 87LP.
And KB2HXS Mobile.
Roger, Steve. So anyway, I've got this buddy down in Sumter, South Carolina, that actually he used to be a ham. He had a novice license way back in the day. And, of course, back then they expired after a year. You had 12 months to advance to technician or general or whatever. And his expired I don't know that he ever really got on the air. But he's been studying now. He's retired, and he's been studying for his ticket. And, I mean, I got my extra back in 2000. I guess it's 14. I don't know. I've forgotten. And, man, he was sending me some sample questions by text saying, you know, I got to follow up on this, figure this out, and so forth and so on. And I guess he's pretty well squared away for his technician's license test, but he thought he'd go ahead and at least go for general. And a lot of new technology questions to the testing now. I mean, there's all kinds of questions about digital and stuff, and I have to admit I've had a desire to do some of the digital stuff, the FT8 and all that sort of thing, but it's a horse of a different color for those old-timers.
Oh, I hear you. I'm not a digital person. I like to actually talk on the radio. I got my license back in the late 80s, and I advanced up to general. I've got my general ticket.
A bit of everything with that, so there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know, I was living in Montana at the time, and it was during a 3 or 4 week period where the weather was just so brutal, I wasn't any point in trying to do anything outside, and I just signed on to that ham test online and started studying the extra class questions, and had no idea it passed it when I went to take the test. I figured I'd do okay, but anyway, yeah, the general, I mean, lately I've been looking at Whisper and FT8 and some of the digital stuff and trying to study up on it a little bit. When he starts sending me some of the sample test questions and asking about them, I was like, yeah, I do need to study this. I can't mentor somebody trying to get their general license. They've changed a lot of this stuff.
Yes, I was grandfathered in. He got real noisy there for a second. But I don't really have any... I don't have any desire to really get on to digital stuff. You know, I've got older radios. I've got an ICOM 706 at the house, and I've got an ICOM 7000 at the house. And I don't want to do digital. I don't know. I don't think that's ham radio.
You know, I sort of used to be the same way. Just nerd enough to be curious about some of this stuff. For instance, the propagation modality, the Whisper, WSPR, I mean, you can take even just 10 watts, or even in the milliwatt range, signal operating WSPR, and it's a beacon system, and say you're wanting to look at your antenna for 80 meters and transmit that whisper signal on those beacon frequencies, and it'll go for like a minute or so and then quit transmitting, and it'll cycle again at 10 watts. And you can leave that cycling as long as you're in control of the receiver for a set time period, a few hours or whatever, and then you can go to the whisper site and it will show you a map of your signal's propagation all over the world. And you find out, gosh, man, that was 10 watts, and they heard me in Spain. You can see where these monitoring stations are all over the world. And, of course, there's a lot of programs out there now that model that information. And I was looking at one the other day. I didn't really understand. It was hard to read because I wasn't really conversant in all the acronyms. But you can get on there by studying the grids from where these signals are being heard and everything. You can say, well, if I want to operate low bands today, I'm going to have to get on 20 meters, and I'm going to have to use such and such a, rotate the beam to such and such a direction because that's where the propagation is, you know. Whereas back in the day, it was all just random sitting there tuning that linear dial and hoping you run across something.
I have to look into that a little bit more. But, yeah, that was kind of the fun of it, though. You know, run the antenna around a little bit and you know, even when I was driving trucks still years ago, I had a screwdriver antenna on my truck. And, you know, you listen for people on 20 meters. And did pretty good back then.
Yeah, it's just the way technology goes in general. I forget. It's probably, used to be way back in when I was an engineering student, it's like the general knowledge base was doubling every year and a half or something like that. And of course that's a geometric progression now. It's probably a lot shorter time span. And that certainly includes ham radio. But I'm about to get out here at Ingalls, so you're probably getting close to Gurr. You take care, and Steve, we'll listen for you down the log. WB2HXS. This is 87LT, mobile 4, and I'll be clear on your final.
Name is Dave again, and it's KB2, not WB2, KB2. Very good, Dan. Have a good evening. I'm just about to the house. I'm like minutes away, so I got two more turns, and I'm in the driveway. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS, 73.
KB2HXS, this is 87LT. Sorry about the handle. The guy I talked to earlier today's name was Steve, so I just had a brain fart there. We'll talk to you later.
No problem. I've known to do that occasionally myself. No worries. Have a good day. KB2HXS out.